And it's time for a Coach's Corner interview here on KATE Afternoons with Aaron. And, of course, on Monday, we talk Albert Lea girls hockey with the head coach of our Tigers, Mark Goskison. And, Mark, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
Couple of wins to talk about this week. Let's start with the game on Thursday, which obviously was a big game when it comes to section seedings, taking on the arrivals from Austin. 5-2 victory. Let's start with that game. Pretty much, I would say, wrapping up the number one seed in Section 1A when the postseason seedings come out next month. Give us your thoughts on this game. Austin came out and scored in the first of 42 seconds. Was that a little shock to the system for the team? And, I mean, you guys bounced back with three straight goals, but talk about the first, I guess, less than a minute.
Yeah, so it was a very slow start, and like I said in the past, you know, with Austin, you never know what you're going to end up, you know, with. And so that always, you know, starts you off on an uneasy note. But, you know, we kind of got to it and got back on our game.
Yeah, a couple of goals. Hannah Austinson with a goal. Amika Sankos with a goal to make it a 2-1 after one. Esther Yoon will get a goal to make it a 3-1 in that second period. And then Lily Steven and Amika Sankos again with a goal to make it 5-2 after two periods. Talk about what the team was able to do to get the offense going, because obviously, like you mentioned, a slow start. Anything that was done differently that got things to pick up a little bit after a slow start?
We just talked about, you know, slowing things down, you know, controlling the puck, making better passes, and, you know, when you're taking shots, go to the net, and try and get the goalie to move also.
And talk about the third period. Just give us your thoughts on a period where it went scoreless, and obviously for your team, that was okay because you guys went 5-2.
Yep. Yeah, and it's all right because we were ahead, but it's another one of those deals that, you know, you always want to continue to improve and continue to put a puck in the net, and kind of the way we break things down is we do it by periods. So like in the third period, you know, we got to go out and win that period too.
Yep.
And so, you know, looking at it that way, it was a, you know, not our best third period, but we came away with the win, so that's a plus.
So a big victory against Austin on Thursday, 5-2. Again, Mark Goskison, the head coach, Albert Lea girls hockey team, with us on Kate. And Saturday, your team was over for an afternoon game over at the Rochester Rec Center against the Rochester Century, a 4-1 victory against a Century. Morgan Goskison with two goals in the first period. She now has 20 on the year. Your team wins 4-1. Give us your thoughts on a game that, you know, based on shots on goal, 42-19 edge for your team. It sounds like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, pretty a dominating performance by your team on Saturday.
Yeah, we definitely controlled the game. It's, you know, it's always nice to put pucks in the net, and, you know, but when you can actually, you know, control the puck and kind of control the game and feel a little more at ease, I think it was one of those games that we can, you know, to get us back into that, that kind of, I don't know if you call it comfortable, but that comfortable feeling.
Gotcha. Yeah. So a 4-1 victory against the Century. And, you know, I'm looking at standings here, Mark, and your team, I don't want to say quietly, because I always pay attention to what's going on with the girls' hockey team, but your team sits in third place right now in the Big Nine Conference standings with 18 points, and you're 10-8-1 overall. Owatonna on top with 21 points. They have no losses this season. Mankato East with 20 points. They're in second. Your team is in third, and you got to be pretty happy with the Big Nine Conference standings, the way your team has played. Again, your team did get beat by the two teams that are ahead of you in the standings, Owatonna and Mankato East. But we know how good the Big Nine Conference is, and to sit in third place right now as a head coach, you have to be pretty proud of your young ladies.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think one of our next coming games we'll have Northfield, and that's another tough team too. But we, you know, we've put it on our we've talked about it a little bit, and the girls said that, you know, we're going to win the rest of the games this year. So that's kind of a little high of a goal, but you know what? You got to have goals. So,
hey, I like that. Aim high. Always aim high. So in Northfield, that game is going to be at home coming up on Thursday. Following Tuesday, we're going to make the road trip with you. We're going to be in Rosemount for a non-conference game against a very good AA opponent in Rosemount. And then Winona on the road on the 3rd and the Mankato West on Saturday the 5th to wrap up the season. And still waiting for a Red Wing makeup date. That game, though, is canceled on Hockey Day, Albert Lee. So we'll talk to Mark on the pregame show coming up next week as they head to, again, Rosemount. If you can't make the trip on Tuesday, we'll be there for you. So you can stay home and listen to the game on KATE Radio. Again, Mark Goskison, head coach, Albert Lee girls hockey team, coming off a 2-0 week victory against Austin, victory against Rochester Century. Mark, thank you so much for the time. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next week.
Sounds good. Have a good day.